Opera News on the Air is especially proud to introduce Madame Lotta Lehmann to you this afternoon. One of the greatest sopranos of our century, Madame Lehmann made her Metropolitan debut in January 1934 at Sieglinde in Die Walküre. And now, Mr. Gutman, will you please introduce Madame Lotta Lehmann to our radio audience?
Yes, indeed, Mr. Cross, and this will be a most pleasant duty. On February the 23rd, 1945, Madame Lotta Lehmann sang her farewell Metropolitan performance as the Marschallin in Der Rosenkavalier. It was the role she loved the most and the one she sang and acted to such perfection. And now, will you please tell us when you first sang the role of the Marschallin?
The first time was in London, with Bruno Walter conducting. And after that, of course, I sang the Marschallin many times in many places, but always with the greatest pleasure in the two opera houses I consider my two artistic homes, the Vienna State Opera and the Metropolitan.
I know you sang many other Strauss roles in addition to the three at Rosenkavalier, ladies, if that be the expression. Do you want to tell us of some of your personal memories of Strauss himself?
Among my proudest possessions, there is a picture of Richard Strauss on which he sketched a kind of wreath around his head that carries these words, to my very beloved and unforgettable Lotte, in grateful memory, composer Ariadne, Marschallin, Dyer's wife, Arabella Christine.
Since you sang all these Strauss roles, let me ask this. Surely you must have worked with Mr. Strauss himself. What was he like?
Oh, Strauss was a rather aloof person. One really had not a personal relationship with him. I came nearest to him at the time I studied with him the wife of the dyer in Frau ohne Schatten, the woman without shadow. I lived for 2 weeks with the Strauss family in their beautiful villa in Garmisch in Bavaria. And beside our intensive studies of the difficult role, I sang many evenings with him new and old songs he had written, sometimes half forgotten by himself. This was the only time that I felt emotion in him. Generally, he gave the impression of being very cold and detached. But it was perhaps only a question of his great inner discipline, a discipline which at that time of my stormy life was rather foreign to me.
What about singing with Richard Strauss when he was conducting the performance? Did you sing with him often?
Oh, very often. Not only his own operas, but Meistersinger Fidelio, Tannhäuser, Walküre, and many more, which I don't recall at the moment. One never knew if he liked what we did or not. His face never changed expression, and I did not like that at all. So one day, when I made a musical mistake, he threw me a glance of distinct disapproval. When after the act he came to my dressing room, he apparently wanted to scold me, but I said to him, "I am very happy that I succeeded in making your face expressive." And he had to laugh and forgot his reproaches. If you want the truth, I was never a very correct singer, and the conductors always had a lot to forgive. But if you cannot have everything, I believe that being merely precise is not the way to create a living person on the operatic stage. For me, the story of an opera has always been the most important part to consider in the creation of a role. But one lives one's part in one's own way. If everybody would act and sing a part exactly as everybody else, where would be the individuality, the personal touch?
In the very busy life you lead, do you ever, just like the Marschallin, want to make the clocks stand still so that time will have a stop?
I belong to those very blessed people who are able to live in the evening of their lives exactly as they wish. I live in great beauty of nature and in inner harmony. And I have found a way to try to give to our young generation of singers what I have learned in a long career as a singer and performer. And yes, there are times I would like to stop the clocks as the Marschallin did. But at the same time, I have found the smile of wise resignation, which the Marschallin has taught me to smile. So you see that I have learned something for my own life from an opera role.
We've heard Lottie Lehman and John Gutman in a Met Moments excerpt from an Opera News on the Air intermission during the Texaco Metropolitan Opera broadcast of Der Rosenkavalier on March 22nd, 1958.